WSIK 839 listening. WRWB 49 or standing by.
WRWB 489, WSHM 738.
Yeah, good morning. WRWB 49.
Yeah, good morning.
I guess today we're supposed to be getting a lot of rain, and, thunderstorms, high winds.
Yeah, that's what they're saying. Yeah, I just keep hearing the bad weather coming today. That's what I hear.
Yeah. I just seen a flash of lightning. So, yeah, we must be.
Back yesterday, boy, it was beautiful. Old stumps and some old bushes, and getting ready to redo that whole area back there. And like I was doing it with my hands, you know, shovels, axes.
What do you got, a maul axe? I got one of those.
Oh, axe. It's a regular axe.
Yep, copy. Yeah, I got one of those, you know, maul axes, regular axes. I got all that stuff. I got a stump in the front I gotta take out. I figured I'll just dig around it and then just burn it.
These weren't that bad. There were some bushes. Some of the trunks were pretty big and going into the root ball. I had to axe one of them out. Most of them I was able to dig out with the shovel, so not too big of a deal, but I had to get them out of there.
Yeah. Yeah, that can be a pain. There was one I had, the year before last, I just poured diesel fuel on it, you know, and let it rip. It took about 2 days, you know, with using the leaf blower and that, getting it hot enough so it could just finally burn out to nothing.
Okay. Get rolling a little earlier this morning. We got something to do today, this afternoon, so yeah, get a earlier jump.
Yeah, you too, Wade. I gotta be to work at 6:30 this morning.
Ooh, that's early for you.
Yeah, it's all right, you know. Don't mind it. So do that. That's about it.
Yeah, I can't believe how warm it was. It was like 82 degrees last night. At like, I don't know, 6:30, 7 maybe?
Around like 7 o'clock. Yeah, it was still like, I'm like, extremely warm. So I was hanging out with Gene and John, and it was like, man, you know. it felt like it was a mid-July, summer day.
Yeah, unbelievable. I am still supposed to be 80 today.
Well, that's good. I'll take it. As long as it's not, too hot. Perfect.
Yeah, they fertilized yesterday, so looks like the rain will wash it in. It looks like it's going to be more of a definitely rain today, all throughout the day. So not getting around this one with a little bit in the morning, and then beautiful the rest of the day. We got lucky the last 2 days because they were calling for rain all day, so I think we're getting it today.
You know, I used to do True Green, and I said, you know what, after, 2 years of having them, I was like, I'm not seeing any more results. So I fired them. I just did it myself.
Yeah, I used to use them, and then I quit using them. I did this a couple different times, and I went with a different company, so... I mean, it helps versus not doing it, and it's certainly better than doing it yourself. They get chemicals you can't buy, so ain't none of them perfect, but, my front lawn's all brand new, so, I got no problem with that one.
The only way you can really get those chemicals is if you, know a farmer that, that you're good friends with. They'll give you some.
Well, anyway, it's the rain will wash it in today, so it won't be a bad thing, I guess. All right, Mike, I'm going to get out of here and jump in the shower, so I'll catch you in a little bit if you're around.
I'll still be around.
All right, the BSHM 738.
WRWB 49 will be standing by.
WSHM 738 Mobile.
Yep, we hear you. WRWB 49.
Yeah, pretty calm out here right now.
Yeah, it doesn't look like, I've seen lightning, once, but that was it. It doesn't look like it's raining.
Nope. All clear at the moment. Nice out here. I think 70 degrees. Man, it's a good old summertime out here. I think the temperature gauge still will stabilize. It's somewhat close to it. And it just went down to 69, so it's somewhere right around there. It's still pretty damn nice.
Well, that's good.
I haven't seen no flashes in the sky yet this morning, but and looked at the weather map, and we just know we're on tap for some stuff.
Yeah, that's what they were saying yesterday. We're getting some big storm coming from, like, the west.
They're up already. They're up already.
Yep.
Job would be a good thing. Productive, make some money.
Why would they work with? Somebody else's billfold every month.
Oh, you know, maybe it's just too much like work.
I could be like them. I could see myself, you know, sitting at home all day.
Yeah, I think it's just too much like work for them.
Yeah. You know.
Go to work. Why are you threatening me? Truly a shame. Got it in for you, Mike. I don't know if they're trying to hammer me, but they're certainly trying to hammer you. Be pretty consistent with a guy that keeps screaming your location out and calling you a squirrel.
I got it. Look at him.
Pretty sure you didn't have anything to do with that.
I have an idea.
There's a whole host of them, so this one is not an HP, I'll tell you that.
Broke down diesel.
Probably. I know he got this thick spot one day, I know that.
He needs to go fund me. Broke down diesel. Port it.
Just terrible.
Any one of those people.
We should talk to that lady. Maybe she can have a talk with him, the one down there in Wayne County. Kim Worthy.
Spent all that time back in the school.
Could be the other bozo, he's due too, you know what I'm talking about?
The one that drives a foreign domestic.
The one Van Halen brother that's still living.
Got it.
Oh, well, what are you going to do? Over?
Yep, over.
Traffic on the road this morning.
You said a lot.
Yeah, pretty busy.
always the loser sitting there talking bad about other people, engaging in the gossip and the slander and the smear campaigning. You'll never find a winner doing those things because it isn't what winners do. It's what losers do. And they're usually gossiping about the person that's out there winning.
They need to learn to play that a little louder if they want somebody to understand what they're trying to jam with, maliciously interfere. I mean, you barely hear the audio of that thing.
They were playing that yesterday. It's a recording about themselves, what they were playing.
What?
Themselves.
Well, there's a couple of them in there this morning, so. They work in tandem, Mike, and I've said it all along, you know, there's a handful of them, and sometimes you get one, sometimes you get a couple, sometimes you get three, sometimes you get none. It's a mixed bag. Mixed bag of doofuses.
And 95% of them don't even work.
That's truly the shame.
I'm willing to put $1,000 on it. And I bet you one of them filed bankruptcy.
Well, one was pretty strong at on the HT, on 994 and about 10 Mile Road, so it encompasses three of them. There's another one in there doing it too, though. The recording guy was pretty strong around 10 and 94. Stevens at 94, right in there. That was a base at 50 watts, so, you know, that encompasses about three of them.
Don't say that.
In fact, they're known jammers. They're known jammers. There are people that even out here not related to this situation and said it always seems to happen to you guys. And they're well aware of the war. Does it make it legal what they're doing?
You know, it's not like...
They're losers. They got nothing better to do. Seriously. That's chicken stuff right there, Mike. They got that big of an issue, they ought to come confront people directly to their face and quit talking about it, or quit hiding behind their mic jamming people. Come out front. Come out front of that microphone. And they cry when they get the jammer reputation hung on them, then they don't like it. Too damn bad.
Like they say, the ones that scream the loudest are the ones that are most guilty of something. You know, we've heard them scream.
That's what they are. They're losers. Figure out what three stations got an attitude at Stevens and 94. It was coming in fairly strong on EHD. That puts three of them under the umbrella of that one. I couldn't pinpoint them from there, but there's three stations. Three stations that have base antennas and 50-watt mobiles. Any one of the three would put that kind of signal in on an HD down on I-94. So...
That would be...
Well, that was the guy playing the audio clip. The other carrier is somewhere else. There's two of them in there this morning. They ought to be proud of themselves.
Where's that trilly at? Your own.
Just listening to the mass. WSBT 754. Good morning.
What's going on?
Well, same old thing as every day. Going to work, listening to the clowns. Did you say something bad about somebody's mother recently, Mike? They seem to be targeting you. Probably true, but anyways, did you say something like
negatory?
So, the original kids, they're in love with you.
I don't give up. They must very love.
Well, my advice to them is get out from behind that microphone and go make your presence known. Be a man about it. Quit doing it hiding behind a radio. My best advice to them. They're not never going to do it, but that would be my advice.
It takes a set of wheels and gas money.
Chickens.
So what's up with Charlie today?
Just deciding whether these guys are bigger fools and more infuriating, or the guy that is pulling his boat while I'm going to work. Now that just ain't right. Yeah, they ain't right.
Pulling a boat, eh? Oh, yeah. Well, why would you want to go out in a storm?
Yeah, he's probably heading back. We didn't get any more storms till later on today. Most everything's blown by us. It's guys in the morning, sailors take one.
Best way to get on your haters' nerves. Is to keep doing what they can't do. That's part of the reason why they can't stand you, because they can't do what you do. You don't have the guts to do half the stuff that you do. Just keep doing.
That's right, they wouldn't have the guts to do my job, that's for sure. They wouldn't last one day.
Just trying to figure out how much that pays an hour.
It all depends on how much you put in when you were working.
They can get up early to jam you, but they can't get up early to get a job and go to work. Terrible, pathetic people. Alright, anyways, you guys have a good one. I'm at the end of the shoestring here. WSHM 738. See you tomorrow, Paul.
We'll catch you later.
We need to be scheduling a breakfast one of these days.
We ought to do that. You know, go somewhere and do that. I know some places in the area.
Yeah, anywhere. Fine with me. I'm good to go anywhere for some pancakes.
Yeah, there's like plenty of places, you know, I know that are around by my work. Well, one of my, you know, areas.
Well, your schedule is always the goofiest, Mike, so whenever you want to, I'm game. I'm sure Paul can make it.
Yeah, there's a way I can finagle it, you know, and still work the hours and then have time. I just have to, you know, reroute my schedule to do it, but I can do it.
Well, just leave it up to you, man. You say yours is the one that has to do the more moving around, so just say the word.
Yeah, right. So, yeah, I'll figure it out, and we'll have to do something. Oh, I see your buddy. He's back out. He's back on.
Are we talking to Buddy with the gun?
Yeah, Stewart. Kirk Stewart. Yep.
Yeah, one of you guys were talking about him a week or so ago. They heard him on the air back up to his old shenanigans.
Yeah, he was on yesterday. I'm like, oh. Well, there he is. Yep, I guess that other person was right. You know, I didn't think so, but yeah, he was out there yesterday.
Where's he at now? I'm assuming he's got to be in Macomb County.
I think he's over by the water, because he kept saying Lakeside. So I don't, you know, I'm assuming by the water.
Was he hanging on 19?
Correct. Crazy stuff, you know.
Yeah, that guy's got a few screws loose.
Did he make the front page of the Times Herald?
Are you asking me if he did or he did?
I was asking you if he did, if he made the front page of the Times Herald. Or, I mean, I don't know, did he?
He may have, I mean, during his trial, I guess, but I don't get the paper, so I don't really know.
I know that your guys is, you know, newspaper up there.
Yeah, I don't get that rag. It's all syndicated anyway, so by the time you get that paper, I've read everything on the internet.
That's true, and that's why the printing press is dead.
Yeah, I remember years ago, man, it covered news, local news, high school football and the happenings around town, and now it's just all syndicated reprint stuff.
My high school used to have that, you know, years ago, and of course when I went to a vocational school, they had that too. They offered that as one of their, career choices, you know, print shop. Nobody, that's like a dying trade.
Oh, yeah, man. Printed news and media, it's,
almost non-existent anymore in the days of the internet and computers.
Everything's all digital, and heck, a lot of the stuff that would require a team to do back in the day, you could do it from your home office, using a printer and a smartphone.
Yeah, you can basically run a whole digital media center right from your desktop. So, yeah, newspapers, magazines, that's almost non-existent anymore.
You don't even need a desktop. You can use a smartphone. I mean, a lot of printers now, you could pair them right to your smartphone. And heck, they even got a keyboard and a mouse that'll pair to your smartphone, turn your smartphone into a computer.
Yeah. Worldwide digital media outlet run on a Raspberry Pi.
Yeah. That's right. Oh, man, things have changed. They evolve so quickly, it's like, man, you can't even keep up.
One of my first computers was a Sony. This was a long time ago, back when it was still dial-up internet. $3,000 I paid for that computer. And my phone has better speed, more memory, more capabilities than that computer did.
And you're not lying there. Yeah, I mean, things have evolved quickly.
All right, man, I'm going to go ahead and head on in and make the coffee and start this day. I wish this place would burn down. I really do, man. I'm about done. I will catch you this afternoon, Mike, WSBT 754.
All right, we'll catch you later. I got to start heading out right now anyway. Got to work early today. All right, we'll catch you later. WRWB 49 will be clear.
WSHF 567, good morning, channel.
WSHB 336, good morning.
How are you today?
I'm doing all right, just waking up, headed to work. How about you?
I was just waking up and gonna go make the coffee and I'm gonna head off up to the garage and start my day.
Hey, there you go. Looks like we're gonna get some storms in a little bit.
I think it stormed all night last night. I had both bedroom windows open. It felt pretty good.
I was going to say, I didn't hear any storms last night, but I know we had a severe thunderstorm watch at like 2 in the morning.
It was falling down over here real good, before I went to sleep. I didn't think it was going to stop lightning the whole works.
Yeah, at least you got more action than I did last night. It was just cloudy.
Yeah, where you located?
Coming at you from Chesterfield.
I love Chesterfield. That's my hometown. That's where I grew up. 21 in Gratiot, 21 and 94 there, the Henny subdivision. I grew up over there.
Very nice, not too far, 23 and 94.
My backyard used to be Sugarbush Horse Ranch. You know the field? My girlfriend's father owned the place. From 21 in Gratiot to 23 in Gratiot, it used to be open field.
That's what I hear a lot of the times is it was all open field back in the day. Now it's all houses and buildings and stuff.
That was open field. We had the biggest house on the block in the neighborhood. 47356 Atwater was the biggest house, and it was directly behind the horse ranch.
If I'm not mistaken, wasn't Chesterfield a big farming area back in the day?
Yep, it was. They put that all down and made it overpopulated. It wasn't nice back in the 80s.
Interesting. Learn something new every day.
It's changed a lot over there. My old house, my childhood house, they want $350,000 for it. Holy crap.
Good old inflation. All right, buddy, you have yourself a good morning. WSHB 336, clear. Mobile monitoring.
336, it was a pleasure talking to you. It's WSHF 567. My name is Sam. I'm over here at 9 at Van Dyke and Warren. We'll talk to you some other day, some other week. You have a good one. I'm back quiet.
Good talking to you, Sam. WSHD 336. My name is Nick, 23 and 94. All right, I'm clear.
That's for Nick. There's another Nick out here. He lives in Hazel Park. WSHF 567 monitoring. Good talking to you. Nick.
WSDU 202, good morning.
WR357.
WSDU 202 mobile. WSCU 202 Mobile.
Oh.
fellow with the TV-20 just had popped his radio here. My antenna wire got cranked over and I had to go up on the roof and get it unkinked. And I'm coming out good. I'm getting good transmission, but I can't hardly hear anything on receive. I'm using a small handheld just to hear you.
It's usually the other way around when you kink an antenna line.
you know, your transmission is messed up. You can't get out, but you can hear everything. I got it the other way around. I can't hear anything, but I'm getting out good.
Hey, there's two things on that radio. The white and Nero. Maybe you're on the Nero band. You're not on the white band.
That could be.
Do you have the tone off? WQVL 833. Yeah. I think you have to turn the PL off on this one, on receive.
I'm going to go through the functions again. You said PL. I'll look for that, see if that's on.
Yeah, you need it for transmit, but you don't want it for receive. Anyways, I just thought I'd make that suggestion. Sorry to butt in. Morning, Jack, and the other stations. This is WQVL 833 clear.
Okay, I got it. I figured it out. It was function number 5, CTCES something. It was on wide. Thank you very much. I just had to go through these functions. I'm like, which function is it? Because I don't have the little manual in front of me anymore. It's stuck it in a drawer somewhere. But I'm hearing everybody loud and clear now. Thank you very much. Appreciate your assistance. This is WSCG 417 out of Westland. Thank you very much.
Another station out there. How you doing this morning?
Hey, I was doing all right, Jack. Thanks for asking. I just thought maybe I could help here because I ran into the issue myself. And I saw a carrier was coming, but there was no sound, so I just, try turning off the PL.
That's good anyhow, because that's right now, that repeater out there, that's what it takes to do. The RL, the RX, it has to be turned off. Anyhow, good talking to you guys out there, and good to hear you out there, and we'll talk later. WIUT
28. Working good. Thanks, Jack. Nice hearing from you.
Nice to hear from you, baby. Always on the other side. But not always here, but come here. Because it's still like I have a few friends out there on this repeater.
76.
Was that you, Mike? WRWB 489, WSHM 738.
No, it wasn't, but I am here, though. WRWB 49.
Sorry, sounded like your voice.
Not me, but I am here listening. I heard it.
All right.
Oh, I'm sorry. My name is WSMJ 676.
Okay, sorry. Yeah, I just jumped in the car from the gas station and heard the end of your transmission, and I thought it was the other mic.
Oh, no problem.
No, Mike, the other mic, you know, overworked and sorely missed.
Please, nobody misses me, man, especially the QRMers.
I beg to differ. I think they do miss you.
Well, maybe in some aspect.
All right, well, I'm trying to get somewhere. Two spots in particular, so hopefully I can make it on time.
All right, good luck, you guys. WSMJ 676. Safe travels, we're clear.
Okay, see ya. We didn't interrupt. Were you making a call for somebody? I mean, I paused a little bit to see if somebody come back, but you were in the middle of a call. I apologize, and you can continue.
Oh, no, that's okay. I was just actually reaching out to see if anybody was out there. I'm on my lunch break from work. And brought my radio to work up here, so I figured I'd just see if anybody was there.
And we are here. Where are you at?
I'm in Rochester. Right, pretty much right in Rochester Road here.
Okay, what are you using for a radio? You got the beep at the end, the kind of kooky blister pack beep. You probably should look into deleting that, but other than that, you're making it in pretty well.
Oh yeah, I can shut that off, no problem. It's a Bofang V15 Pro.
Okay, yeah, very good. Well, other than the beep, I'd say it's working.
All right, cool, thank you.
No problem. WSHM 738. The other mic?
Anyway, yeah, I'm still here. Not that it matters, but Kirk Stewart made his debut yesterday. Anyway.
So, don't need the name, but what happened?
He made his debut, you know, the guy that made the front page of the Times Herald.
So, I'm familiar. So, here or elsewhere? So, let's do it this way. Here, yes or no, and that's good enough.
But the other, it's, yeah, so...
So, no then? I think that was a no then?
For here. No for here.
You don't need to explain it. I said, was it here, yes or no? So if you say no, self-explanatory.
Looks like, no rain so far. We're supposed to get, what, these bad thunderstorms or something today?
I don't think today. If you look, for whatever it's worth, whatever you can believe, it's towards later this evening.
take it with a grain of salt.
Correct. Never know what to believe. Until it happens.
Can't trust the weatherman with one eye, you know, if you do it.
Right. Now, I think somebody doubled with you, but I couldn't tell if that was by accident or on purpose. Is there somebody else in there? So, on purpose.
Let's try again. Okay. Yeah, I don't trust the weathermen around here. They never get it right.
Yeah, it's just the way it's been for eons, so...
Well, anyway, I'm at my destination here where I gotta be, so I will, talk to you later.
All right, sounds good, and I'm just a few miles away, and I'm gonna be at my first stop, so I will catch up with you. The SHM 738.
WRWB 49 will be clear. WSBT 754, got a copy. This is WRWB
49. There's some dumb stuff right there.
Yeah, I'd say, I mean, if you're going to play a recording, at least make it so it's legible and understandable.
Anyways, good afternoon there, Mike. I'm almost home, so I'm not going to be in here real long, but I'm in here nevertheless, WSHM 738.
Good afternoon. I got one more stop, and then that's it. I am done.
One more stop. Load up the chip rack and then head home, huh?
One more stop, and I'm done. You know, and then just... get off the show, you know, payday.
Yeah, you're kind of right on that edge at the moment, like... right there.
Let's see, 26 and county line.
With the windows down, over.
Down, sunroof open.
And I heard what Charlie said this morning and about, you know, eating in the morning one day. Got to do it pretty soon. I heard that, I just couldn't respond, so I would say, Roger on the Roger, schedule it.
Gotta check my, you know, Excel spreadsheet and see.
Okay. You're this guy, you ought to know what this is. So I got my GCV-160 in the garage.
GCV-160 in the garage. I'm drawing a blank at the moment.
Yeah, it's kind of obscure, I think, but once I tell you. Lawnmower, right, with the Honda engine. See, is it a GCV 160 or GVC 160, you ought to know that engine. It is a classic, durable, long-lasting engine. There goes that dumb stuff again. There's that dumb stuff again. They had a phone call. I'll be right back. WSHM 738. I'm just not sure how much that pays an hour. Sad, 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 sad. That's all I can say. All right. I'm heading in. They can sit there and play with themselves for a while. WSHM 738.
WRWB 49. Yeah, before you go to, I'll like the...
Rankin's tracking them.
All right,
catch you later. WRWB. All right, see you, Mike. WSHM 738.
WSCU 202, all the fellow GMRSers, 15 mile in Dodge Park, Speedway, 223 a gallon. USHF 567 monitoring.
WSHD 336 mobile monitoring.
WSHR 566 2844. You got a copy?
WSHD 336 mobile monitoring.
No copy on WSTU 844 WSHR 566 square monitoring.
Two oh two to 566. Good afternoon, Kevin.
Steve. this is your old repeater.
WSLP 658, monitoring. It sure is a nice day out there, no doubt about that.
WRVS 713, New Baltimore, do you copy?
I copy that 713. You got 658 over here in Dearborn, New Baltimore. Come on.
Yeah, you're coming in loud and strong. I'm at West Euclid Road and Rochester Road.
Yeah, well, roger that. Yeah, you're coming in loud and clear over here, too. I'm on a base station. I don't know if you're in a mobile, but yeah, it's coming in loud and clear. You're definitely walking the dog and kicking the cat.
I'm on the mobile. I got a DB20 in my car.
Yeah, copy that on the DB20. I'm on a little, Ocean KG1000G. With a magnet mount, Midland 6dB gain. Got a little power supply pushing it.
I got the same Ocean KGB 1000 plus 50 watt. My home base.
Yeah, I'm telling you, man, no regrets, man. I love this radio. I was looking at that 50 watt Midland for a minute, but in the end, I had to go with the Ocean.
Did the right thing. I wouldn't, you couldn't give me a Midland. The Ocean is so much better.
Yeah, it's definitely future packed, that's for sure. I never took the face off yet and mounted it anyway. I just left it alone and just got it sitting on top of the power supply.
I got my base antenna sitting in my dining room in front of the door wall, and it puts out really good. I get a lot of compliments on it.
Yeah, I got mine on top of like a baking sheet, like for like a ground plane. It's near my windows. I'm in an apartment building, so yeah, I guess it gets out pretty good though.
Yeah, copy that. Hey, I'm at my destination. It's nice meeting you and catch you another time. So this is WSGG 772 Shelby Township. My name is Paul.
Yeah, Paul, I think I talked to you one other time. I remember when you said that call sign, that GG, and I remember that. So, yeah, I've talked to you one other time. Yeah, no doubt about it. It's good talking to you. I'll let you go. You got WSLV 658 over here in Dearborn. I'm clear.
WSGG 772, Shelby Township. We're clear.
Good evening, this is WSF861, standing by and monitoring on this wonderful Tuesday. I'll be here for about an hour monitoring if anyone wants to talk.
Good, it's station out there, folks.
WSMS-861. Unfortunately, your transmission was a bit staticky on my end over here. Sorry, I was not able to understand that. How am I coming in over there?
I said you're sounding good because I'm on the handheld. That's why.
I'm doing the same over here as well on a handheld. I'm really surprised this thing's even reached the toy. I'm located in where I live.
Royal Oak in Rochester is not too far, so you're doing good in the Royal Oak.
Oh yes, I do remember us talking about it last week. I don't remember, but you do sound really familiar.
I do remember to have talked to you before anyhow. the problem was I was always on the GMRS, then I got my hand light ticket, and I want some on the hand side, that's why.
I'm getting to hand as well, however, I do work tax season now in the height of tax season, so hopefully this Thursday the 16th I can start studying with the kids who exam for that.
Yeah, it is more fun on the hand size. It's a lot of fun. Even GMRS used to be. People got different mentality and different situations, and the sky went down a little bit.
Yeah, it does sound like GM is a lot more fun and experimental too, especially with bigger and cooler antennas up too. As for GMRS handheld, it's not really that interesting other than slightly bigger antenna. Now you can reach a little bit further.
Yeah, you even got a digital out there. You got a DMR. You can, you know, there's some people out there. But the digital also the DMR, too.
Yeah, I hope to study for that and maybe start off with a handheld cam radio. It's just to get into it and the computers and the different frequencies for ham.
Are you using the app steady?
I'm sorry, could you please repeat that?
Are you using a ham app on the steady?
Honestly, I haven't done too much research in study material, but I have to see the new program, so I'll get more into it.
Use that app, HandProbe, P-O-R-P. HandProbe is your best app out there, and that's how you're going to get your license.
Got it. Thank you so much. I'm going to go ahead and write that down so that I forget it.
Yeah, no problem. I can give you another one, too, but it's a little bit money. It's about $499, which is no big deal.
Yeah, I figured if I can find, like, an application or a software that can, like, teach me all this stuff so I can get familiar with it quickly and efficiently, $5, that's going to be too much to worry about.
I see what you're saying. Well, you're doing good. You just get you another license. And you'll be very happy. You can talk on the radio all you want, really, on the other side. Even talk. You've got to get you an SF, you've got to get another radio, a big radio that talks to all over the world.
Oh, yeah. And then potentially upgrading to more of a base station ham radio, but one step at a time. We'll worry about the ham license after past season.
Yeah, listen, you're not the first one. It took me 6 months to become a ham. And really, I had to study till I got it.
Oh wow, that sounds like a lot to study. I know there's like different tests, starting with a technician, then advanced, and then another one. I'm hoping to most of the frequencies, but again, that will take a lot of study.
I say technician first, then you get the extra, then you get, no, you get the general, then you get an extra. Extra is a little bit hard. Not too many people have that. A lot of people have that, and I'm speaking all over the United States. They do have that, but some of, you know, people, you know, they get the second one, and that covers almost everything.
General one and not worry about the extra one, because I figured if I'm going to as reasonably possible.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Well, you're doing good. Yeah, keep it up. I'm here, you know, most of the time I, you know, monitor this channel, the 625, and a lot of time I do monitor the other side too. So, we'll talk a little later. Good talking to you. We'll talk again anytime you like. WIUG 48.
Thank you so much. I really appreciate it. I typically monitor Detroit 575 and Detroit 625. Thank you so much for talking, and I hope you have a wonderful day today.
WRWB 49, we're standing by.
Tractor and put an oil filter in it and change the oil. I got one of those, you know, color commands that takes a car oil filter.
It's always something. Yeah, I ain't got nothing going on now. I'm supposed to have two being dropped off tonight. So, If they show up, they show up. If they don't, they don't.
What really sucks about that engine is the way they designed this oil filter. It's upside down, you know, like in a Toyota, you know, four-cylinder or V6. Isn't that crazy? They got it upside down. Like, man, why would you design it like this? You know, you should have it, you know, the other way.
You're talking about they got it so when you take out the oil filter, the oil leaks out everywhere. Is that what you're telling me? Yeah.
Pretty much, if you don't drain it all out of the crankcase first, yeah. I mean, who in the hell designed this? I mean, it's stupid. Yeah, I still use it, still runs, but.
Alright, I think I have a damper problem. Now my granddaughter's room is the coldest room in the house, and my room when the heat's on is the hottest room in the house. So I might have a damper issue with the air, you know, my airflow. The air's cold, getting cold in here, but it's not blowing out like it should.
You got something going on.
Yeah, I know. I noticed it was pretty cold in the basement, too, so maybe the dampers are just open or closed. I don't know.
My dungeon's like that, you know, when it's like springtime hits, you know, it still has that dampness in the air, and it's like really damp in the house. But, you know, in the summertime, that's a good thing because, you know, it keeps the cold air and I don't have to run the AC as much.
I gotta look at my motherboard and my furnace. I think the guy that installed my new motherboard and blower motor after the basement flood, he put it on a slow setting instead of a fast setting. I think he gotta change the jumper.
How about those types of furnaces? All electromechanical. And you know what? I like it that way because there's no problem. It's real simple to work on. Heat exchanger or manifold ever goes out, I got an extra manifold brand new in the box for it, and extra thermocouple, and of course an extra, you know, gas valve and regulator.
Nothing wrong with extra parts, especially when things break down.
The furnace is only, what? Close to 60 years old, something like that, yeah, and, it's a little over 60 years old, it still works, well, you know, I maintain it every year, I go down there, vacuum it out, and take the air compressor to it, and then oil up all the bearings on the throw cage, make sure that it's good, and the motor. That's it, just a little preventative maintenance, and then, you know, wire brush the thermocouple to make sure there's no carbon buildup on it. It works fine.
Tell him I said I heard him boom, boom, boom a few times, but I couldn't get back to him, man. See my cash is crashed. Tell him I said hello.
I'll tell him. I got to go over there anyway. You know. So, yeah. Anyway, yeah, I'm all done.
The copy.
Transmission that's in your van, that's not a CVT, is it?
I don't know, some of those 6-speed transmissions, I think so, maybe.
CVT trans, if I'm not mistaken.
has like some type of a centripetal clutch and a cog belt in there, and when that breaks, well, there goes the transmission. They're notorious for all kinds of problems. Crappy design.
It's got 350,000 miles on it. I never had an issue with it, ever, not once. I know it has a ship control module issue too, but the issue came out of nowhere. I'm not going to repair it. I'm just going to get a working transmission for $1,000, put it in there, and call it a day.
It's going to be a painstaking process to put that in there, you know, without a transmission jack. Well, you can always use a floor jack, too, and retrofit it.
Well, I have a trans jack. It's a floor trans jack. I've done a lot of transmissions here before, you know, with that thing, so... Yep, I'm kind of accustomed to it, but I just don't like doing it no more.
You're not getting into the repeater, you're talking Sunflex. I can hear you, but you're not linked to the system.
Yes, if I do, I just don't have the room. Otherwise, I'd probably do it for $200, you know, front and rear, you know, $100, I don't care. Say $50 a tire, $50 a wheel.
Then again, I was busy with doing something else. Just said Sam.
What did you say, Mike? I lost you. My wife walked into the bedroom and threw just clean clothes at me. No, she didn't. I'm just kidding.
I didn't hear what you said, you know, I was busy, you know, doing something else for a sec.
Copy. I get it. WSHF 567. Yeah, man, I didn't know. No big deal. Mike, I scrapped everything that was in the backyard except for 1, 2, 3, 4, 5 things in the backyard. There's a golf cart, zero turn, walk behind, a riding tractor that's my best friend, and a lawn vacuum, you know, it's got a gas motor on it. You put it on your lawnmower, you start it up and it sucks up the leaves. It's the only thing in the backyard, and I got rid of everything.
Those weed vacuums, I had one, and I got rid of it. Gave it to my uncle.
Well, the chickens are laying eggs now. That's a plus. I've got 4 so far.
There you go, free eggs. Hey, can't beat that. My sister's, you know, she's got, where she's at, she bought chickens. She's got some geese, some duck. But she's always giving me the geese and duck eggs, and she'll keep the chicken egg.
Right, Joe, the kids want a duck, man, but we're not allowed to have a duck in the city of one. Otherwise, they'd get them a duck, but you're not allowed.
Allowed chicken.
Yeah, you're allowed 4 chickens, no roosters.
And Clinton Township's the same way. But, well, where my sister lives, I mean, she's out in the middle of nowhere, essentially. So she can pretty much do what she wants.
Well, times are getting hard. You never know, man. What if the store's closed down and they stop shipping stuff, man? At least I'll have eggs coming in. As long as I feed and water the birds, I'll have free eggs.
I'm pretty good at being resourceful.
resourceful, like buying a $3,000 lift cable for $100 out of my pocket. That's resourceful. Yeah, a lot of stuff I have has been, you know, done on heels and you name it. Oh, I know, man, I know. Hey, bed table's been a lift table all its life. WSHF 567 for ID purposes. All its life. You know, it's the Harley cap at Tenant Band right there. Well, when I got it, man, I gave $1,000 for it, but it only cost me $100. Because I sold a lawnmower that was left here for $500. Customer said sell it, keep the money. And I had a motorcycle I gave $100 for, and I sold it for $500. But really, that table only cost me $100 out of my pocket. Well, there you go, WRWB 49. Yep, that works, man. It must have been meant to be. Like I say, if it's meant to be, it will be. And everything lined up perfectly. He even brought me the table, so, you know, everything worked out. The lawnmower sold the same day I put it up. The motorcycle sold the same day I put it up, and there was the money. I was like, dang. All the floor jacks I got, you know, people are just stupid and throw them away for no reason. It's like there's nothing wrong with them. I don't get it. Seals not blowing, fluid's not leaking. I don't know. Listen, Sam, that's good talking to you. I'm going to jump out of here for a little bit, and I've reached my destination. So with that being said, I will catch you later. WRWB 49, and we'll be clear on your final.
Hey, you have a good night. You tell 95 I said hello. And WSHF 567 clear.
I'll call Green.
WRWB 489, WSHM 738.
What's going on, WRWB 49? Just give me a minute here, I'm going to be QS flying here over to affordable.
Alrighty, WSHM 738.
Name Paul, WSHF 567. Just want to say hello and I'm back quiet.
Hey Sam, good morning. Actually, good afternoon. Actually, let me correct that for a third time. Good evening. Because I got off the phone with Bob. Sam, I'm going to ask you, because you're an expert in the field, that what's the best lawnmower engine known to man? Do you know the answer to that? I don't know. I'm asking. Give me your top two. How's that? Over the years, let's say, you can maybe go back 30 years.
Jackson Stratton's always been a decent engine. Cooler, anything with Honda's always been decent. So you're paying for the name, right? But Kohler's been good, but they had bad engines, you know? When they were manufactured first, they came out with a whole bunch of bad ones. Then they had to fix the problem, so we did a whole bunch of warranty work.
Yeah, you said it, Honda. That's what I wanted to hear, and I didn't want to preempt it. I just wanted to... You deal with it all the time, so you'd be the guy, right, wrong, or indifferent, that would know.
Well, now, if you want to ask me differently what the mowers that I least work on, I would tell you a different question or a different answer.
Yeah, it's all part of the big salad, right? So... Okay, I'm talking in the push mower, self-propelled or otherwise, right? The 21, 22-inch class, right? Which ones do you work on least?
All right, that was a hard one. I work on them all because they abuse them. But they all run pretty good. They all have pretty good engines nowadays. And they've upgraded the Turtle Time Masters now. They're not junk as what they once were. They were coming out of the factory with bad head gaskets, and bad transmissions. They fixed all their issues.
Yeah, well, so the Toro, some of the Toros have bad names for other reasons other than engines right now, but anyways. Honda quit making them. 2023, I think, was the end of Honda lawnmowers. We knew them. But there was they said pretty good things about some of them Hondas. And I think anything with a Kawasaki engine is probably pretty good. Look, anybody can produce a piece of garbage at some point, right? But over the test of time, you know, through the years, there are clear leaders in the industry. And you're right, you deal with a different crowd sometimes, you know, commercial guys, right? So they're really beating on their lawnmowers compared to a guy that, you know, the homeowner just mows the lawn once a week. You know, it's a big difference doing 10 lawns a day, 7 days a week, or 6 days a week versus once a week. Agreed?
Shoppers, they don't break down. I don't see them.
Yeah, we doubled. All right, but I'm at the gas pumps, so I'll catch you later, Sam, maybe in the morning perhaps. Have a good night. So WSHF 567, WSHM 738.
Good night, WSHF 567. Clear.
WRWB 489, WSHM 738.
Yeah, go ahead. WRWB 489.
Okay, did you get my text? You don't need to elaborate. Did you get my text?
Yeah, I got it. So, yeah, I heard you guys talking about small engines.
Yo, the small engines, yep, sure enough. You tinker around with that stuff too a lot.
I try, you know, I mean, better than not trying. But, yeah, you know, Honda makes a good engine, they sure do. Well, they used to anyway. You know, Kawasaki, I don't know if they still do, but they made small engines for a long time.
Yeah, I think they still do. All right, and Honda still does. I don't think at the magnitude they used to. They just got out of the lawnmower business because they got sick of the regulations. Too much trouble for them. In a changing market, you know, with electric lawnmowers stealing some of the business, they just feel it's not worth it. I think they still make the engines to sell to people that want to couple them to their lawnmower chassis, but probably compared to years ago, that's few and far in between. Cost is expensive, and, you know, again, it's a limited market for them now.
Yeah, pretty much. Rockwell, they used to make a good engine. I don't know if they still make engines. Let's see. Tecumseh, when they were still in business, they were okay.
Yeah. Well, there you go. So it's an ever-changing world. You got to stay with the changes, I guess. All right. Well, I had to fill up my gas tank, and it is time for me to head in. I'm just pulling up, so you guys have a good night. Probably catch you in the morning.
All right, we'll talk to you later. I will catch you later. I'm just over here at King. So, all right, WRWB 49 will be clear on your final.
All right, tell them I said hi. WSHM 738.
Yep, will do. All right, clear.
Thank you. to the FTV 710.
WSIJ 839 listening.